When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, who has not taken advantage of the week free trial of the fitness app yet? Check it out. It is a one-stop shop for all your fitness, nutrition, and wellness needs. Custom meal plans, personalized workout programs, meditations, sleep programs, community, support, and so much more. You can use it on any device, anywhere, any place, anytime. No equipment needed, or all the equipment in the world is in there. There's yoga, there's kickboxing, there's audio-only workouts, there's HIIT training, weight loss programs, prenatal programs. Anything and everything you can think of is in the fitness app. And if you go to thefitnessapp.com/podcastdeal, you can get 25% off an annual subscription for $89.99 a year. So check it out and start your free trial today.
Welcome to Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels.
All right, squad. Back by popular demand, Dr. Anna Kabeca is on today, triple board certified and a fellow of gynecology and obstetrics, integrative medicine, and anti-aging and regenerative medicine. The woman has certifications in functional medicine, sexual health, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Her first book is called Hormone Fix, which is fantastic. Her latest book out now is called Menopause, 5 Unique Eating Plans to Break Through Your Weight Loss Plateau, Improve Mood, Sleep, and Hot Flashes. She's a badass. She's a gangster. She is back on the show. Why? Well, a lot of stuff going on with sexual health these days, guys. Holy cow. I mean, between Dr. Zimmerman, quote, the dick doc, and Dr. Kabeca, and the fact that libido has become a huge thing. Women's libido. We all know that men, you know, love their Viagra, pop their Viagra. Anybody, any dude over 40 is loving that. Sorry, guys. I mean, I know a few that don't, but most of them are just like, love this stuff. Love it. Whatever. Awesome. Great. Good for you. If your doctor says it's safe, perfect. But women in particular are looking for libido enhancing products. It's been a top question, a top problem. And at first I kind of thought, I'll be honest, I thought it was like cheesy. I was like, oh, come on. You know what I mean? I didn't realize that this was a real thing, a real problem. And I apologize for that. I don't mean to seem insensitive. It wasn't sensitive. It was ignorant of me. Not that I made a deal out of it publicly, but I apologize just for thinking it, because I realized what an issue.
Yeah.
That this actually is. And I gotta be honest, I don't understand it. Not that it's my job to understand it. I do know from the obvious, right? You would imagine there's a lot of psychology that's gonna go into this, but then there's biological stuff going on. So is it a hormone imbalance? Is it a blood flow problem? Is it a medication issue? Is it all of the above? You know, is it the person you're with you're just not that into? Is it, you know, I don't know. And I don't know how you find out. But Dr. Kabeca does. So na 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 na. I don't need to know. Right. Yeah. It's just sometimes this stuff, you guys, I got to be honest, feels so overwhelming when we're lost with a problem. Whether it's a sickness or an injury or a financial problem, and we're not experts. Like, I'm going to go totally off piste here. There's an issue with an investment that I had made to help somebody out. And oh my God, to make a long story short, I had lent someone money to buy a place, and they took another mortgage. Long story, they defaulted on this mortgage, right? And that person is going after them for foreclosure. I know nothing about this, Cindy. Nothing. I didn't know anything about foreclosures. I didn't know anything about extinguishing debts. And I'm like, oh my God, I like literally don't know where to begin. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to think. Called a real estate litigator, obviously. The bottom line is I know nothing about it. And that feeling of knowing nothing about something that is now going to dramatically impact your life, right? Like, you've just been diagnosed with X, Y, or Z. You're not a doctor. Like, what do? What do you take? Where do you go? Is the medicine safe? Is the advice you're getting good? And the problem is, a lot of times, by the way, the advice is bad. And then it compounds the problem. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you that there are experts in this. So number one is, no matter what your problem, if it's sexual health, because by the way, all the questions I got for Dr. Kabeca ran the gamut on thyroid, Hashimoto's and weight gain, energy, brain fog, all the questions, all the hormone questions, sexual health, all the things, right? And that stuff doesn't overwhelm me personally, because I usually have a pretty good understanding of it. So I know what to ask and what to look for. But the reason I liken it to money is because that shit always intimidates me and I don't understand it. I always gotta, or legal stuff, right? I'm always overwhelmed and I don't know the answers. So I imagine that's how a lot of people feel when it comes to health issues, is like overwhelmed, scared, don't know the answers, don't know where to begin, don't know which way to turn. And then you get bad advice and it makes the problem 10 times worse. So number one, listen to a pro. How do you get to a pro? Okay. You can't see Dr. Kabeca personally. You can't see Dr. Lee personally. You can't see me personally. Okay, fine. We do interviews. Listen to them. Read the books. And even if you're like, well, that's not good advice. Maybe you're like, well, how do I know you're giving me good advice? Well, the great news is you now have a wealth of knowledge to ask your doctor about, or ask another doctor about, to get another opinion. Because with things like this, right, whether it's sexual health and it's like, I can't have an orgasm, I've heard Dr. Kabeca give 10 different reasons as to why. I'm not kidding. And she's going to talk about it on the show, but I'm just like, how do you know which one? How are you supposed to know that? How are you supposed to figure that out? How are you supposed to know what to look for? Because a lot of times we're just like, something's wrong with me. I just something wrong.
Well, yeah. And there are rules and tests and things that we don't know about. We don't even know they exist. So we wouldn't even know what to ask.
Yes.
And the more you educate yourself by listening to doctors and today's show, then you start to know what questions to ask.
And you gotta know what questions to ask. Yes, 100%. 100%. So anyway, listen up, pay close attention. And like everything, Dr. Kabeca has a host of resources that extend beyond this show. We're going to get into all of them. I already mentioned your books. Stick around. We're going to be right back, squad, with Dr. Anna Kabeca. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear, because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H.
And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, guys. By popular demand, Dr. Anna Kabeca is back. And as mentioned multiple times, we had her on to discuss her book, Menopause, which is about the five unique eating plans to break through your weight loss plateau, improve mood, sleep, hot flashes, and all of your other endocrine questions. And I promised you then that we were going to do a segment with Dr. Kabeca on sexual health. Okay, so Doc, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to jump right in here because whenever there's questions from the audience, there's a lot of them. The first thing is, what does sexual health even mean? So I want to set the stage here. What are we talking about? Are we talking about a guy's ability to get an erection? Are we talking about a woman's ability to become lubricated? Are we talking about ability to have an orgasm? Are we talking about all of the above? Like, what does this umbrella encompass?
Yeah, all of the above, all of the above. And certainly, like, for healthy sexual function, like, what does that mean? And what does it mean at an individual level? Like, does it bother you? Is it something you're concerned about? What are the worries that come up before, during, or after sexual play? And what are some of the concerns that come? And one of the biggest areas is certainly for healthy sexual function, you need a healthy sex drive. So what does that mean? You want the desire to have sex and be able to do that. It can be a secondary desire. In other words, once you start playing, you're then turned on and then you want to have sex, versus the primary, you know, 20-year-old desire. We're like, right, hey, I just want to have sex, right? And that's true for, that's really true for women. Men, it's usually 90% primary sexual desire. So for guys that are losing that primary sexual desire, we want to look at what's going on. Hormones, okay, inflammation, blood sugar issues. And then with women, for healthy sexual function, you need that desire, that either primary or secondary desire, and healthy vaginal function. So the natural ability to be lubricated, to have natural moisture, and also sensation. That includes the clitoris. I think the clitoris gets left behind in so many discussions about sexual function, and especially as women age, and there can be a decrease in clitoral sensitivity. And I'm in the equine world, so horseback riders, cyclists, gymnast, and those are certainly sports that can contribute to damage to the clitoral nerves because of pressure. And I thought about that this morning when I was cycling in a cycling class. I'm like,
I'm not loving this advice. I horseback ride and I cycle. I'm like, wait a minute.
And that can be pressure on the clitoris. So you want to make sure, like, you're watching the pressure on the clitoris, continued pressure on the clitoris. The other piece to that is, you know, other things that can decrease clitoral sensitivity is vibrators. Like, if you're having decreased clitoral sensitivity and it takes longer to get a clitoral orgasm or stimulation from the clitoris, and you've been using a vibrator, that's something I usually, you know, put you on hiatus from, because we want to reawaken those nerves. And the clitoris has over 8,000 nerve endings, which is amazing, really, if you think about it. Over 8,000 nerve endings. And one of the things that I've learned in, like, working with clients to reinvigorate that clitoral sensitivity, it's a couple things. It's to create just light sensation, like stop the hard, heavy vibrator trauma or heart heavy, you know, if there's anything else you're doing, some of the suction, the clitoral suction devices, things like that can be too much, especially if it's overused. So you want to stop all of that and just go to really
light.
Go back to basics.
Reawaken. Use your hand.
Yep. Use the lightest touch of your finger.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Yep. The lightest touch and see how that can reawaken those nerve endings so that
how long would that take a break. Doc? Are you looking at months to bring this back? Is it damage you're trying to heal, or are you just trying to retrain your body to recognize a different feeling?
I think it's both of that, but you're definitely healing from damage, healing from dead end nerve endings.
Jesus.
And so light touch. And for some people, when they shift to this, they'll feel like what's described almost like a pins and needles sensation. Like if you're, you know, your leg's been asleep and you're reawakening the leg, you get that pins and needles. So you can feel that. And sometimes it's very quick. Sometimes it can take a couple of weeks, and for others, it can take longer. So it can feel like that pins and needles or ground glass type of sensation going to that really light touch for a while, but work through it because that will make a difference. Yeah.
That's okay. So let's address the state of mind piece. I know that there are women that like they're afraid to explore their sexuality. They're afraid to express their sexuality. Maybe they had trauma in their past. Maybe their partner isn't patient enough. Is that something that you should deal with first? Who would be the person to deal with it? Like, how much of this is going to be psychological before we get to the nerve damage, the hormones, the blood flow, and all of that?
Mm-hmm.
How do we even know if that's the problem? Like, for example, when I was a kid, and I mean a kid, like 18, and I would start to be sexual with men, I was like, something's wrong with me. Like, I think I'm frigid. I don't like something. I'm just not like, where's that movie scene passion? And I didn't realize I was gay until I got kissed by a girl. And then I was like, uh-oh. And then I knew. I was like, holy shit. How many women do you think have, not necessarily that they're gay, but maybe there's a trauma or maybe there's something else going on? How would you even know that that's kind of the issue? I truly thought I was frigid. I really did, Doc. I was like, I don't know. Something's wrong with my body. I have no idea what's wrong.
And then you work to discover, right? You're like, okay, I'm not giving up here. And that's the good part, because many people give up and they think I'm just broken, or, you know, I'm not able to have an orgasm, or, you know, what's the fuss about this? And I think it's looking at what are the underlying issues? Certainly the psychology, the way we're brought up, our mindset around sex, our religious beliefs, trauma, sexual abuse, advances, unwanted advances, all of those things can work to shut down, waste down, can really, put like a energy block to this part of our body. So there is definitely that piece. And I've been working in this area with women for a long time now, since 1999 specifically. Again, I'm trained as a gynecologist, but my first patient coming into my medical practice, like one of the first in 2 weeks of practice, in South Georgia. And she was a 63-year-old woman who had a history of ductal carcinoma in situ of the breast. And she was not given any hormone therapy and was really struggling with this loss of her libido and her drive. She said, you know, Dr. Anna, I'm a woman of the 60s and I'd rather die than live this way. It's sad. And what it was is we needed to replace some hormones and also reconnect with with her sexuality. And so that was for her, this diagnosis of this, not necessarily precancerous breast condition, but this very scary condition when she was told, you know, no hormones, nothing. She had clitoral atrophy, vaginal atrophy, and she was really struggling with that, that it was this concept, okay, we can treat with hormones, but we've got to get to the underlying issues to open yourself back up again. And that's where I started really digging into sexual health, bioidentical hormone replacement, and the other areas, the stressors on our You know, I like to say, like, you know, the energy, like our mental energy, our psychology that are keeping us from expressing ourselves sexually and experiencing healthy, positive sexuality. And that led me to run, you know, create a full like 3-page questionnaire. It's now part of my sexual CPR program. You gotta love the name.
Wow. I do
sexual
love the
CPR.
Name.
And yeah. So there's a 3-page questionnaire. Was there, what were the ideas that you were brought up with? What were some of the early beliefs or experiences? And and also knowing your truth versus what you think is how your body's supposed to react. Like, what is true for you? What feels good for you? What do you know about your own anatomy? What turns you on? And that's in and out of the bedroom, right? Sexually and not sexually. What makes you happy? What makes you feel good? But this pleasure area, our bodies are designed for pleasure. And this pleasure area often is suppressed, especially when we've had trauma, or we've told, don't touch yourself, or that's dirty. And we've got to shift to a positive sexual attitude. And that can take time and a good partner, and also learning just to express yourself, what is real for you, not the porn, not the sex scenes we see on TV, not all of that. What is true for us at this moment? What feels good? What doesn't feel good? And being able to express that.
You know, I invested in this supplement company, and give me a minute, because I promise you I'm not going way off piste here. The owner of the company, who's a mom of two, she's like, we're talking about, why don't you add a multi? And what about the, she goes, well, you know, we're really excited. We're going to add a female libido product. And I was like, what? I'm like, that's not really the brand. And she's like, Jill, do you realize how many women are struggling with this and with menopause? And she's like, this is a huge thing. How can you just call yourself a women's health company if you're not going to try to offer them things that can increase blood flow and help? And then I started thinking about all the stuff that you have and all your products. And I was like, my God, wow. But it made me really hit home to me that women are struggling with this, how many women are struggling with this. And I'll put men aside for right now. So we've talked a little bit about that emotional component and how to get to the bottom of it and to keep searching and to keep exploring. But the hormones thing is, women feel helpless here. And in fact, so many of these questions I got for you are Hashimoto's and weight loss, joint pain, low energy, brain fog, and it's all hormone, thyroid blood work, it's all connected to hormones. And they all want to throw in the towel, whether it's PCOS or menopause or sexual dysfunction, because they're like, well, it's my hormones and I'm just fucked. And I get it. It's like, okay, menopause gets a lot of attention, right? I'm perimenopausal. I'm menopausal. Okay. But what if you're 30? What if you're 35? What if you're 39 and you're not menopausal? And so what are you, do you look at hormones? Do you have a hormone panel done? I mean, surely you can't just default to that as an answer when a woman is 35, or can the hormones get super duper out of whack from environment and food? And then maybe you want to look at taking stuff to balance those hormones out.
Absolutely. All of the above, Jillian. You're always like, it's very comprehensive. And that's where sexual health, I think women throw in the towel because they feel like, oh, you know, like
foregone conclusion.
I've tried everything and nothing works, or I'm just broken, right?
Out of my control. It's crazy to me that people are now in the process of fighting for victimhood and limitations. And I see it all the time with these hormone-related health conditions.
Yep. Or so, accepting mediocrity, right? Accepting mediocrity, and or just accepting, powering through. This is the way it has been. This is the way it's got to be. And I always tell clients, as a physician, your diagnosis is not your destiny, and your prescription is not your description. We can change anything. We can really be healthier tomorrow, and especially when it comes to sexual health, or if it's diabetes, or if it's PCOS. Let's get to the underlying reason why this has manifested, and let's address that underlying reason. And I've had clients who weren't able to have orgasms for decades and now having the best sex and orgasms of their life. So they were never broken. They just didn't discover that part, or there was something that needed to have more attention drawn to. And like, if it's in women in their 30s, and I see this 20s, 30s, you know, whether they're on some hormone suppressive agent, like a birth control pill, for instance, I mean, that's going to affect you. Some of the progestin IUDs, that's going to affect your drive and performance. Antidepressants.
Let's back up then. Hang on a second, doc. I want to get to that then in just 1 minute. Should I go to the doctor and have them run a hormone panel? And if they do run a hormone panel, what do I ask for? Because recently I wanted to go, I started breaking out again at my age. And I was like, what is going on? And they wanted to put me on a really, really low dose of Accutane. So I had to get my follicle stimulating hormone checked, right? And it turns out it's 6.8. I guess menopause is like 23. So I'm not allowed to go. Can't go on the medication right now. I guess I have to wait like 30. But I was like, well, you know what? While you're at it, just run my hormones. My doctor here was like, I'm not just going to run your hormones. He's like, there's hundreds of hormones. What are you looking for? You don't just go, you know, what do you mean run all your hormones? What are we looking at here? Hormone specific?
Yeah. And it's a really good point because a lot until really recently over the last decade, we didn't have good tests to measure women's hormones and even men's hormones. We were only looking, say, for example, in men at testosterone, but that only shows you a single piece of the picture. It's just like looking at total cholesterol without looking at all the particles, right? You can't do that. So the same with hormones and the same with estrogen. We have many estrogens in our body, but we focus on estradiol in replacement. But what are our total estrogens? So this is what, if I'm working with a client who's in her 30s and I want to look at her hormones, I want to look at her optimum hormones. I want her levels to be optimum. And if they're not, I want to understand why they're not just supplement, not just replace, not just suppress. So these are what I look for on cycle day two or three. That's when you're going to look at your FSH, LH, and your estradiol. And you may look at your anti-Müllerian hormone as well, which looks at your ovarian reserve. So that's typically around cycle day three. We want to look at those hormones. And then your peak hormones after ovulation around day 20 to 22, we want to look at your progesterone because that should be peaking at that point naturally. And why not? Let's look at testosterone at that time and free testosterone. So you want to look at your total testosterone and free testosterone. You want to look at your total estrogens again and your estradiol. And you want to look at your progesterone level and also the DHEAS, the adrenal hormone. So you want to look at that because DHEAS, your adrenal hormone, is what converts to estrogen and testosterone predominantly. And it's made in the ovaries. But as we hit the mid-30s, those, you know, the ovarian functions start, we really start to see that decline. But what's your optimum? What's your peak at that point? What's going on? And then that piece is, you know, if it's low, what do we, and your thyroid hormones, of course, not just looking at TSH, but free T4, free T3, and thyroid antibodies.
I want everybody who just is listening to this podcast, go back and write down everything she just said and the days she just said it, because your doctor's going to look at you like you're freaking nuts because this is not what they do. And they're not going to know what you're looking for. And if you can find somebody who does what Dr. Quebec does, fantastic. But if you can't, if you're going to your internist or even your OBGY, like, write all of this down. It's really important because you have to be proactive in your own wellness. And then doc, could an endocrinologist look at this? Could they go to an endocrinologist or should it be their gynecologist? Because this stuff's just not easy to find the doctor that doesn't think you're nuts and wants to actually dig through it and do the work and doesn't want to throw a pill at something. And I'm not saying that's my doctor. I'm just saying a lot of people are dealing with that. I've seen it across the board with a host of issues, whether they're digestive or sexual. Who would be the doc that you would ask for this? Would it be a gyno or an endo or an internist?
It would be someone who's had training in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy and functional medicine. Because it's not enough to look at the end result. You've got to look at the cause. So this is a big issue too with men and testosterone replacement and women with testosterone replacement. But it is, you know, sometimes you look and you say, okay, your testosterone's low, let's just replace you. But the question is, well, why is it low? Is it too much stress? And so your stress is converting your natural testosterone to dihydrotestosterone, because cortisol will do that. Dihydrotestosterone is more activated form of testosterone, so the more virulent form. So you tend to get hair loss, acne, breakouts, and that could be the cause. So what do we need to do? We need to supplement. We need to kind of work on blocking that enzyme conversion versus adding testosterone as a knee-jerk reaction. So I would support the adrenal gland. So that's where I would put in adaptogens, and I would add zinc to work on that enzyme that changes testosterone converts testosterone to dihydrotestosterone. So I would block that or decrease that active enzyme by adding zinc. And that's an easy fix. If that's the cause, if stress is part of the issue.
Stress is definitely. Doc, it was overnight. We got married in Florida. We went to Africa and instantaneously I broke out. I thought like, okay, it's dry in Africa. It's dirty. But I have had like the summer from hell, and I have been exceptionally pretty stressed out.
Yep.
Pretty stressed out.
Yeah, that'll affect your gut. And so, a quick cleanse, adding back zinc, adding a probiotic. I mean, those are things that can definitely help. And then supporting DHEAS. So that for me, I look at, the key hormones that we want to look at. We want to look at what's making our hormones. And so if we need DHEA, and DHEA is depleted in times of stress, and progesterone is depleted in times of stress to sacrifice to make cortisol. So your cortisol becomes your dominant hormone. So your reproductive hormones are going to go down, and those are your protective anabolic hormones, right? So that's where cortisol is catabolic. It's going to break you down, muscle wasting, bones, all these things, fatigue, waking up in the middle of the night. All of that is a function of too much like crazy cortisol and depleting our reproductive hormones. And then if you're susceptible like me, the testosterone conversion to dihydrotestosterone, for me, it was hair loss, tremendous hair loss that was crazy from that testosterone to dihydrotestosterone conversion. And so many people don't look at that. We only look at thyroid or let's supplement with biotin.
Yep.
But there's so much more to it.
Okay. So hold on. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about some of those medications that you were talking about when I interrupted you 10 minutes ago. Guys, we will be right back with Dr. Anna Kabeka answering all your questions on sexual health, hormones, overall health, and so much more.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science based on Nobel Prize winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours. And it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first 1 million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Anna Kabeca. The book is called Menopause: 5 Unique Eating Plans to Break Through Your Weight Loss Plateau, Improve Mood, Sleep, and Hot Flashes. And Doc, you were going to jump into medications that can impact sexual health and hormones. But then during our break, you started talking to me about the fact that I've been sick for 2 months and telling me all the things I need to take. And I was like, stop talking. I want you to tell it to me on the air here. And by the way, I wasn't home. So not being home for 2 months, I didn't have any of my stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have the zinc that sits by the bedside table, and I didn't have the greens, and I didn't have the collagen, and I didn't have the omega. I just kind of was like, whatever. And it ended up being 2 months and I got so sick. Yep. So you were saying, I'm sorry, Doc, tell me again. You were telling me what kind of zinc to take and how much. And you were telling me about the hair, skin, and nails formula with the A and the zinc and all that stuff. Will you repeat all that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, I mean, it's so true. When we are stressed, we deplete our body of vitamins. But that's also when cortisol is going crazy, our adrenal DHEA, a hormone, prohormone starts to, I mean, really takes a nosedive. So I'd love to know what your number is. I mean, that's something we really should check. But okay, supplementing with zinc, if you have low zinc levels, you're going to be more susceptible to flus and viruses and colds. And B, when you're stressed, it depletes your B vitamins, B3, B5, but all of them, but all of your B vitamins. So you want to supplement with a good bioavailable multi B vitamin.
B complex
with methylated B12 and methylated folate. So that's really important that your body recognizes it and can use it. And then extra vitamin C for the immune system, zinc and the different forms, zinc glycinate, zinc picolinate. Those are really good forms of zinc that's bioavailable. And also take enough of it, like 60 milligrams per day.
Got it.
60 milligrams. Yeah.
Okay. So guys, in the break, Dr. Kabeca was telling me about how she started to realize she was going through this because of hair loss. And she's like, I'm going to send you my hair, skin, and nails formula. You were telling me about it and it was totally, you were not pushing it to the audience. You were going to send it to me. So will you actually tell the audience about it? And I'm going to start trying that one out too. Will you tell me about this one?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is my hair, skin, and nail formula on my website. It has high vitamin A, bioavailable vitamin A. And really, that's like what Accutane does, right? It's high you know, it's like a high vitamin A in spades, right? It's very,
is it
very
the carotenoids one? Like the one that comes from animals or the ones that come from plants?
It's a combination of both.
So this has, yours has the A, the zinc,
the B vitamins, and and a combination of a few other vitamins in it too. And I'm trying to remember, like, I think we changed the names of my products. Call that now. Oh my gosh, Bright and Beautiful. It's now called and Beautiful. It was my hair, skin, and nails, but it's Bright and Beautiful. And so it has also some vitamin D in it too, which of course, you know, being sick, you want to make sure, like if they checked your vitamin D 25 hydroxy level, that it's 50 to 80, pushing up towards that 80 right now, because you have been dealing with a lot of flu and cold and stress. So making sure your vitamin D levels are up. Although those images in your Instagram in Africa, it looks like you were getting great vitamin D there.
I did get some sun.
A lot of oxytocin too.
I was trying to hide from that friggin' sun, that's for sure. But oh my gosh. Yeah, the D, I think I got more than I wanted on that trip in particular. Okay. So forgive me, I digress. You were talking about medicines and IUDs, all this stuff that can throw off your sexual health hormones. What are we looking for? And if in fact one of those things is a culprit, what do you do? Because it's a medication you've been put on.
Yeah, right. And so always look at, you know, what are the potential side effects of medications? And one of the things I always tell clients and teach physicians in hormone replacement is that you can't test a person's hormones if they're on birth control pills. It's not going to give you the clear picture. So you've got to be off them at least 2 months. So for us to get a good picture, we're really not seeing, especially your reproductive hormones, very well, because that's ovarian suppression. So we're not seeing what your body's producing. So you need to be off those for a couple of months. And then again, the timing of your cycle really matters. And then if you are on like SSRIs or antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, anxiety can be magnesium deficiency, B vitamin insufficiency. It can be, you know, many causes. It can be gut bacterial imbalances. So we want to address the underlying reason for the prescription you are being given and address that.
My wife just went through that where first they thought it was acid reflux. Then they thought it was an ulcer. Then they thought, and they tried all these different medications. And finally somebody was like, oh, she's got gallstones. And I thought, son of a bitch, are you guys kidding? We've been doing this for 2 years since pre the pandemic. And finally you find out she has they removed her gallbladder. She's good as new. And you know what shit they put her on? And like, oh, H. pylori test. And let's try this medication. And let's give her this for nausea. And it was like, doc. And finally somebody went hunting for the problem with an ultrasound machine and found it in seconds. And I thought, like, how did I not think of that? But that's what doctors do, man. You got to go to the right doctor so they know.
Well, and advocate for yourself. Keep looking, keep digging. And that's the good thing. You kept looking to get to the underlying reason. And you still have to ask, what caused the gallstones? Was she on birth control pills a long time? What is their estrogen dominance? What could be causing the gallstones? And so that's the other question you have to ask. And now we need enzyme support because the gallbladder has a function. And so in my clients that we've ended up with a gallbladder being removed, we need to add back digestive enzymes that support gallbladder function. So she needs to be on enzymes. And
oh God. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just know this because I've worked with so many patients that have had digestive issues, whether, you know, it's triggered by pregnancy, for instance, a very hormone dominant situation that causes, that usually brings to surface some gallbladder issues. And the fact that, okay, if we've got stones, are they creating a problem or is it the gallbladder sluggish or what's the reason the gallbladder's, you know, either why stones are being formed in the gallbladder,
right?
Where else could they be being formed? Right. And why? So that's an important piece. And then also, and replacing, supplying enzymes back, and that makes a difference too. So when I did that, adding liver and gallbladder enzymes, back to my clients, they did amazing. Some were able to avoid having the gallbladder surgery and others after, you know, still needed it, but we had improved function, improved digestion, improved elimination.
Incredible.
It makes a big difference.
So doc, Now, what about, I'm sorry, I'm shifting all the way back to where we were in the beginning here, because this was a question that I had on this blood flow. So you and I have talked about that a little bit on the last show. So is Viagra a thing for women? Or do we just want to work out and, you know, take niacin or something and improve blood flow? Like, is that going to be, I mean, you did tell me it matters. It makes a big difference.
Makes a huge difference. Yeah.
Wow. God.
So you can, like, there are topical products that, you know, a compounding pharmacy can make, some topical products that you can do a topical Viagra for women. And for some, it works. For others, it doesn't. For, you can also use arginine and pentoxifilin in a topical product that can make a difference in blood flow. And that's for, you know, it's for the moment. It's not for the underlying reason. Why isn't there blood flow there? So, of course, you want to exercise the pelvic floor. So pelvic floor exercises, Kegel exercises, exercise in general to keep blood vessels strong. And you want to eliminate anything that could be absorbed into the pelvic floor, the clitoris, the vagina, that is a disruptor. So our, like, you know, non-organic tampons or pads or chlorine bleach on our underwear. No. I know, topical things, vaginal washes. Avoid chemicals to the pelvic floor. Avoid, because they're hormone disruptors and the vulvar vaginal area is very vascular. So blood flow, and blood flow is really important. It's important for orgasm. It's important for vaginal moisture. And something as we get older, when we start to lose that vaginal natural lubrication and we're using tampons, it causes little micro traumas, like little micro abrasions, and pulling out a dry tampon can be very uncomfortable, you know, painful. And so improving your vaginal moisture naturally as much as possible, as well as, again, avoiding the chemicals that cause that premature disruption.
Wow.
Our hormones.
All right. Yeah. God, it's not one I was thinking. And no, I use natural. We use like a seventh generation or whatever, Dr. Braun, those greener detergents, but you're saying no bleach either.
Right. No chlorine bleach. Yeah. Oh, chlorine's a hormone disruptor. So we want to substitute out for chlorine, you know, as much as and whenever possible. The other thing, you talked about Viagra. And so Viagra works because it initially was designed to be a heart medication. And the side effect were all these 80-year-old guys were having erections in the hospital beds. And they're like, oh, brilliant. But there's natural things you can use too, because the Viagra works by increasing nitric oxide. So maca, for instance, is rich in arginine, and that also increases nitric oxide. Arginine supplementation can help in and of itself, but using the adaptogen like maca that I love, I use that in my products. It's adaptogenic, so it can help you if you're overstressed and understressed. So not just with blood flow, but they call maca the Peruvian Viagra for a reason.
No kidding. Okay. Yes. What about, if we're talking about nitric oxide, would something like beetroot powder also work?
Yeah, absolutely. Beets are rich. And it can really support your body's natural production of nitric oxide. And they're a lot of sugar. You don't need a lot of them. So,
Okay. Got it.
But you can supplement with a beetroot powder too.
Doc, of the plans in the book, and I know you told me the whole goal here is meant to cycle these plans out just like you would, you know, cross train with your fitness. But you've got these five food plans, of which I've kind of done what you said, but I don't really, you might get mad. I jump around in the book. I hope
what
that's
do you
allowed.
Feel like today? That's allowed.
I kind of do that. Yeah. I'm like, I kind of feel like this one today. So I do jump around on the plans, but is there one of these plans in particular that you would recommend for sexual health that you would say, this is my go-to kind of jumpstart you?
I would say the Keto Green Extreme plan. So the first plan in the book, because it's very low inflammatory, and oftentimes it's inflammation that, you know, creates a downward cycle to all our hormones, right? And because all of the plans really work to increase insulin sensitivity, that especially Keto Green, they all do, but Keto Green Extreme is a good place to start because you've got the plant-based, there's good plant foods in there, and there's low carbohydrate, and it's healthy fats, high quality proteins, which we need all those amino acids. And decreasing inflammation, increasing insulin sensitivity. And then, of course, it's lifestyle. Everything we can do to increase oxytocin and decrease cortisol is going to increase sexual desire and function and performance.
But then it kind of begets itself, right, Doc? Because the more sex you have, the more oxytocin you have.
Yes.
So it's, I find this to be this constant catch-22 with so many aspects of health, whether it's depression, anxiety, weight loss. It's like, well, hormonally, you've now set yourself up to pack on the weight. So we got to turn that around and dig you out of this hole, which, by the way, can be done, everybody, can be done. But you gear the body to, you're not having sex, you're not getting the oxytocin. The less sex you feel like having, the more stressed out you're going to be. It's the same kind of story to me every single time, is that this behavior begets itself. And at some point, it's like a Nike ad. It's like, you just got to do it. You have sex, the oxytocin gets going. You go to the gym, the endorphins get going. And then a body in motion tends to stay in motion.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And one of the things I heard from patients, because I would say, you know, in my medical practice, probably 70% of women complained of decreased desire or decreased libido. But as I started in this journey and I started asking the questions, like, when was it better any certain times of the month or what's going on? And so many of them said, Doc, once we get started, I'm good. I'm good to go. I'm into it. And that's when I realized that the old Masters and Johnson sexual response cycle was fine for men, just not correct for women. And then I found research by Bassan, who looked at the second, you know, the sexual desire, you know, curve for women, which is more like, you know, like it's all over the place, right? It can be all over the place, but that's that secondary desire is normal. Once you get started, that intimacy, that connection, that then increases your desire. And then realizing that there are two really key things that men and women need to know about each other for both of them to want to have more sex, right? And so the big thing that men need to know about women, and probably you know, women need to know about women, we need to know this about ourselves, that oxytocin works differently for men and women. For men, oxytocin makes them want to roll over and go to sleep.
Tired.
Women, it makes us want to have that connection. And so if we are having sex and we have great sex and our partner just rolls over and goes to sleep and there's not that time after sex that, you know, you have a safe container and there's that intimacy and connection, then, I mean, that's, if you have that, you have more positive reinforcement to have sex again. So I had a couple that came to me and they were in their 30s and they were struggling because, you know, she was never initiating sex and they were struggling with that. And so they came to me and I asked him, he goes, she has great orgasms and, you know, she seems to love it. He goes, yeah, I love having sex with him. I never initiated.
Don't care. I don't and, like.
Yeah,
she
can, I don't care.
Take it or leave it. Yeah,
take it right. Exactly. And I said, well, what did we do?
Get stressed out, caught up in the day, things like that.
Last thing on your to-do list to check, you know, to cross out. But if you realize all the benefits, and so I asked him, what do you do after sex? And he goes, what do I do after we have sex? And I said, yeah, what do you do after? And he goes, I roll over and go to sleep. I'm like, herein lies the problem. So I said, give her 2 minutes. Give her just a couple minutes after. Talk about what you loved, and you know, listen. Connect and see where that gets you. And that, you know, that really transformed the relationship because for her, she needed that positive reinforcement.
Of course. Doc, you're brilliant. I could talk to you for hours. But the bottom line the through line of our conversation, be it me being sick for 2 months or me breaking out suddenly or somebody having sexual dysfunction or health issues or thyroid problems or gallstones, is you keep, correct me if I'm wrong, in summation right now, it's you want to look for what's causing the problem. You don't want to stop until you sort of figure it out. You want to deal with it on a myriad of levels, food being one of the most important components and looking at the nutritional aspects. And if you're like, well, I don't know this enzyme and I don't know what kind of thing, I get it. Neither do I. That's why people like Dr. Kubeka write a book. And this one's called Menopause. I've mentioned it 1,000 times, 5 unique eating plans to break through your weight loss plateau, improve mood, sleep, and hot flashes. And the questions I didn't get to, and I'm sorry, are addressed in the book. So the joint pain, low energy, brain fog, digestion, Hashimoto's, weight loss, it's in there. It's in the book. And of course we will pressure Dr. Kabeka to come back again, because that's what we do with all of our incredible medical experts. So I cannot thank you enough. And Doc, socials, websites, discount codes. You've got a special discount code for the listeners. Tell me all. Give everybody the scoop here.
Yeah, I my website is dranna.com. So really easy, dranna.com, but /Jillian. And that will actually add a discount code, which is Jillian15 to your shopping cart, and you can get 15% off anything. And that includes the books. My first book is The Hormone Fix, where I really go into testing and hormone disruptors. So that is, for me, my manifesto. So that's a good one to add to your cart. And social media at The Girlfriend Doctor on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook. And yeah, I'd love to see y'all there. Thanks for having me.
Guys, if you're enjoying the show, do us a big favor and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, because it just helps us get the show out there, get heard by more people. We'd really appreciate it.